Father, we bless you this day. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Lord, you are God, you are good, you are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your greatness, for your goodness upon us. We exalt you. We honor you, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. We bow before you. We lay our crown before you and we say thank you, Lord. For who is like unto thee, O Lord? For who is like you? For you, the Lord, you are good unto us. You are the God of our fathers. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mightiness, for your kindness, for your compassion, and for your love. We exalt you. And Lord, this morning, we are before you, O Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us this day. You will release upon us the blessing for the week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 13th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, for his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, as I set out today, the hand of the Lord is upon me, is upon my week. The grace of the Lord is upon me, is upon my day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the eyes of the Lord goes with me. In the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me into this week, into this day, and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I redeem every day that is in this week by the blood of Jesus. I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this week. In the name of Jesus, you will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, for the hand of the Lord is upon me, for the mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me, over my household this week. For his banner over me is love, his banner over me is mercy. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me and my household. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. As I travel from one place to the other, as I move from one place to the other, your word has said concerning me this week that you suffer no man to do me evil. You reprove kings because of me, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Today, the anointing of the Lord is released upon me. For thou anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. My cup will not be empty. My head will not lack the oil of your grace, the oil of your presence. The oil of your mercy is upon me. In the name of Jesus, as I go out this week, oh, mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus, in high places and in low places, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, the veil of darkness in this week is removed over me. In the name of Jesus, the veil of impossibility is removed over me. In the name of Jesus, as I go through this week, the blessings of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, when others will be saying there is a casting down, oh, I declare there is a lifting for me. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord will command his blessing upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord will open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, this week I enjoy the blessings of men. I enjoy the blessings of great men. In the name of Jesus, oh, men will arise for my sake. In the name of Jesus, my labor this week is not unto foolishness, but unto favor. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this week in the name of Jesus. Oh, the glory of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I am not destitute. I am not desolate. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the week to the end of the week, from the beginning of the month to the end of the month, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am planted in the presence of the Lord. Lord. I am planted in the courts of my God. I flourish in and out of season. Greatness is my nature. Nothing dies in my hands, for the life of Christ is in me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I am blessed. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me remind you of the program that is ahead of us. Oh, Sunday is going to be a great time in the presence of the Lord. We are going to come together. Three things we are going to do that day in our coming together. We are going to praise God. We are going to lay out our request in prayer. And we are going to receive words of prophecy from the Lord. So it's a praise, prayer, and prophecy program. The theme for the program is Feast of Mercy. Let us come and enjoy of the banquet of the mercy of the Lord. Come and receive grace from the Lord on Sunday, this coming Sunday, by the grace of God, the third Sunday, that is on the 19th of July, Sunday, 19th of July, 2026. It's going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God. 4 p.m. on the dot. We are starting on Sunday by the grace of God. Come, praise the Lord, pray your prayers, receive your word of prophecy, and you'll be on your way ready for another week, getting ready for the blessings of the Lord upon you. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University. That is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo, Eleele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday. As you set out today, I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon your life, that this week is going to be a special one for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is going to show you mercy. You will enjoy the peace of the Lord in a different direction. Your relationship with the Holy Spirit is going to grow stronger this week in the name of Jesus. As you stay with the Lord, you study hard on the scripture, the Lord is going to bring your prophecy to fulfillment. Your blessing will become a reality in the name of Jesus. Our anchor scripture is Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That is the word of the Lord for you this morning. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this new week in the name of Jesus. You will see the goodness of the Lord. You will enjoy and see the goodness of the Lord towards you. You will enjoy the goodness and mercy of the Lord in a different dimension, in a different way this week in the name of Jesus. In blessing, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. The great goodness that the Lord has prepared for those who honor and reference him will be upon you this week in the name of Jesus. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you. You will enjoy the pleasure of his goodness and of his mercy in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you one thing, dearly beloved. One of the great goodness of the Lord to you is that the Lord is your shepherd. And remember in Psalm 23, the scripture says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, for you as you go this week, the goodness of the Lord brings you favor. The goodness of the Lord supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory by the Lord Jesus. The Lord is going to lead you through this week. He's going to guide you that you will not fall into the trap of the wicked. You are going to sit at the pleasure of his goodness. You are going to eat from the pleasure of the Lord upon your life. The Lord leads you beside the still water. The Lord commands peace over every storm that surrounds you. Oh, your soul is blessed. The Lord leads you in the path of righteousness. You grow and develop in your relationship with the Lord for his name's sake. Now listen, even in this situation that the nations of the world is, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. The rod and his staff, they comfort you. Oh, the Lord prepare for you the banquet of mercy. You feast at the table of the mercy of the Lord. The Lord anoints your head with oil. Your head will not lack oil in the name of Jesus. The Lord fill your cup to the brim, for your cup will not be empty in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord is upon you. Oh, your head will not lack oil. The Lord anoints you, anoints your feet, and he set your feet upon your high places, and you begin to walk upon them with grace in the name of Jesus. The light of his countenance is upon your life. As you go through this week, the Lord's right hand establish you in his mercy and in his goodness. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your spirit, receive the life of Christ, receive the strength of the Holy Spirit. Your altar will not be empty. In the name of Jesus, fire of grace, fire of holiness burns upon your altar. The Holy Spirit kindle his fire upon your altar at all time. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. As you go this day, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, the Lord be gracious unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.